Hey everyone out there on the internet, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are in fact listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Hey, I bet at home you're wondering, hey, how can I meet these two fine kids in person? Carolyn's about to tell you how.
Yes, we have three remaining tour dates for 2009. You can join us on May 24th at DC Counterculture Festival in Vienna, Virginia. Then on September 26th and 27th, we will be at Small Press Expo in Bethesda, Maryland. And finally, on October 10th and 11th, we will be at Baltimore Comic Con.
Hey, Carolyn, where can they meet us on the web? Like, what's our webpage?
Oh, it's www.curls-studio.com.
Man, I love this internet. See y'all later. Enjoy the show. Hey, welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
It's all right. Let's try that again.
Oh.
Who are you?
I'm Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn. And in the studio, we have guess who?
Danny.
Hey, Danny.
What's
Danny?
Going on?
What was wrong with my voice?
I don't know what happened.
It was
there.
Really bad. I don't even feel like I was like...
You're muddled up in Twitter.
I was like, what? It's my turn. And then I didn't realize.
It's your turn to do your intro part. I don't even know
I feel
that
like
intro.
We should redo it.
All right, here we go.
Gone to the finest school, all right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get.
Hey.
This show is raw.
I always feel like my face looks weird when I do the hey, because it's all like pleasant and stuff like that. Oh, let's just jump into it, Danny. I know that I don't know if you listened to a couple last radio shows.
I have. When I came up, I was like, I want to be a part of this again. You want to be?
Remember we gave James the Master of the Universe. I don't know if we can get any bigger of a name than the Master of the Universe. You can get more creative. You used to have the name of the Oracle. You could might as well just take the Oracle name back if you want.
Jesus, I don't know.
We'll make something up.
Yeah, somewhere along the lines, yeah.
I can't stop thinking about last week's episode a week ago.
All the hate.
Yeah, we ended on such like a hate point.
We hated Walmart. We hated the Homeowners Association. We hated Refreshy.
We hated the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, we hated the Smashing Pumpkins. Especially hate the Smashing
Billy
Pumpkins.
Corgan.
Billy Corgan sucks.
Fuck you, Billy Corgan.
And we hated TNA Shop.
Billy Corgan, if you have a problem, you need to step into the studio right now.
Wait, there was something else we hated. I forget.
could have been anything. Refreshies?
Well, it certainly wasn't
was
Under
that,
the Sea.
No.
People who bring their kids to Walmart at 1 in the morning.
We loved Under the Sea.
Oh, speaking of bringing their kids out late at night, I remember like a year ago there was this picture of Michael Jackson, and he was at a Borders in like California, and he brought his kids there, and it was like at... like 1 in the morning or something crazy like that, and he had them wearing masks and stuff. I was like, why is he bringing his kids there at 1 in the morning?
Why are they wearing masks? I still never understood why he or the kids wore masks.
Because they're afraid.
Because he's Michael Jackson.
Because they're afraid?
whenever you question anything of Michael Jackson, you
just
stop
he's
and
Michael
say,
because
it's Michael Jackson.
Now let me ask
and
you this.
And you have to stop and be like, yeah, you're right.
I love Michael Jackson.
Now that we're
not in that way, but I just think he's super entertaining because he's so crazy.
Now that we're in May, I guess.
Cinco de Mayo.
Did you even think for 1 second that you were gonna get a ticket to Michael Jackson's tour?
What?
What?
Did you get it?
What? What are you talking about?
No, I'm just wondering. Did you ever, I asked, did you ever think for a second, like, in your head, you're like, wow, Michael Jackson's going on tour. His last tour ever. Are you going to go see that? Or do you hate Michael Jackson, too?
Hell no, man. Michael Jackson's awesome. He's such a train wreck, and he's so entertaining. How can you hate him?
How can anyone hate anything, man?
We should have just called, like, that last episode, Hate. just
pure hate.
I guess it might be called hate at that time.
Pure hate.
Not that the episode with James before that was any nicer.
But that wasn't all about hate.
Yeah, but it always degenerates into things that suck.
Well, I think that's what the show is all about. It's a conversation that will either offend or entertain, but we say the things that people wish they said.
All right, well...
But I don't know. It's all based on my and our opinion anyway.
Speaking of between a combination and sent me text messages about a former classmate who was committed for first-degree murder.
No, oh, that's what yeah. Cameron was talking about that, too. Who is that?
And like, I forgot his name. Yeah.
That's so familiar, man. So you're just saying
Danny said he wasn't in the yearbook.
But basically what you're saying is that we went to high school. Sorry, that
with a murderer.
Bag is still here from last week.
Yeah, went to high school with a guy who ended up growing up to convict murder in the first degree.
Now let's describe murder in the first degree. That
Which
is
means
what?
You planned it.
Oh, that's awesome.
You planned it and then you executed it.
Wait, so tell us about this guy. All I know is that he's a guy that caused trouble, but I'm like, how do I not know this?
Now, did he cause trouble? Do I remember him causing? Have I seen him in person?
He was in my chemistry class, and he always sat in the back, and the teachers were legitimately afraid of him because he was.
He wasn't in the yearbook.
I don't remember ever seeing his picture in the yearbook.
How did find out? You know.
Well, doing work at. That's where he got sent.
I wonder if. Like actually guarding him, which is like crazy.
That'd be hilarious, man.
That'd be
He's like,
great.
He walked by, I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I know you, son of a bitch.
That would be awesome if did his like prison stories to him.
Because he's doing what? He's like doing work over in.
So is he? How long is he in jail for?
Forever, man. He killed somebody. He killed somebody.
I'm telling you, some people get out.
At least 20 years.
I think that's gay. It's like, well, you killed someone for life. But you get 20 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 20.
Good
life,
behavior.
No, some people get, you know.
Life sentence is rule of thumb 20 years. If I'm not mistaken.
Those prisons are getting too.
Yeah, they're
packed,
too
man.
Full. Yeah, but let's face it. If you kill someone, if you premeditated killed someone,
you planned it in your sketchbook.
Yeah,
how this is gonna
it.
Happen?
You planned it. You'd be like 4:05. That's when he walks outside. 4:06.
It's so crazy.
It's gonna sound like Rorschach.
possible homosexual. Must investigate further.
That's my favorite part in The Watchmen.
And then it's not in the movie, man.
Oh my god! If that was in the movie, I would adore the movie
he
more.
Thought Night Owl was gay.
Well, look at him, dude.
No, wasn't he saying that about the other dude? Not Night Owl.
Adrian Veidt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ozymandias.
Possibly homosexual.
Did they ever tell you that who Ozymandias should have been played by?
Who's that?
Titan from the American Gladiators. I shit you not.
Titan from America. Did you watch all the American Gladiators?
Yes! That was awesome, man.
Talking about the new ones?
Yeah, the new ones with Layla Ali and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
They were awesome, man.
I never watched like the second one because what's his name? Matt Morgan? Wasn't Matt Morgan in it?
Yes, Beast.
Beast.
He was only on like 3 episodes, and he was absolutely worthless.
He's worthless as
exactly.
a wrestler, too,
exactly.
Man.
No, Caroline, I'm telling you, Google Ozymandias, and then Google Titan Gladiator, and then tell me that they are carbon copies of one another. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I don't think the Lazy Susan will turn my way.
Ozymandias, and what was the other one?
Or no, just do Ozymandias by himself, and then you'll find comic book pictures of Ozymandias. And
I
then
don't
like,
know how to spell
just go to the Watchmen, and then you'll that name. Will pop
if you
up.
Go to Google and you put in O Z Y, it'll probably fill out the rest of it for you.
Oh.
And then in another tab, open up like Titan Gladiator. I'm telling you, they are carbon copies.
It didn't do that.
What? What?
What?
You can't drink in this country.
Oh,
you can't drink and drive.
What?
Now,
what do you want me to look for?
Can't get
for?
Over that.
And then the next one, look up, or in another tab or a new window, look up, Google Titan Gladiator.
In
then,
another window?
May as well.
What are you saying? So there's actually a lot of other people that believe this as well? Like this is a...
I'm the only one who believes it, but let's face it. Everyone I've showed the side-by-side comparison, they're like, holy shit.
Now, I never really watched that, the American Gladiators,
okay,
really.
Titan Gladiator.
I never...
Like that picture right there.
Okay.
That the glossy one.
And then
So
look up one.
Oh yeah, this is a pretty good one, man. Except
where's
huge,
the Ozymandias one?
The image.
Like, there's a that image right there. Dead on.
Compare and contrast.
They are carbon copies. You'll be like, whoa, he's got outlines all around him all of a sudden.
That's pretty good comparison there, man. Titan and Ozymandias, the world's smartest man.
And the world and the world's greatest gladiator, apparently. Dude, you know,
is that show still on?
No.
No, they don't. They haven't had a third
wasn't
season.
Wasn't Hulk Hogan on that?
Yeah, then I think, yeah.
And then he wanted to, like, if Hulk kill Hogan's, his family, like O.J. Yeah, Simpson?
Still too busy trying to kill his wife.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't worry about it.
But you know, the best part was, James actually, like, a handful of the gladiators went over to Iraq when James was over there.
That's right, yeah.
And James had no idea who Titan was.
You're not Nitro?
He knew that they were the new gladiators, but yeah. He had no idea that Titan is also the same guy who was Odell in Battledome or whatever.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I remember Battledome.
Or what was that one that tried to do
Biodome?
Cross promotions with WCW? What?
Yeah, I think that's Battledome.
Battledome.
I don't even
he
know
was
this
Odell
stuff.
And Battledome. And then James, having no idea who this guy is, he goes up to him because he's like a guest on the base.
Yeah.
And James goes up to him and he goes, "Hey, weren't you Odell?"
He's like, "Oh, I'm trying to forget that past."
Yeah, that's exactly James's description of the exchange was, he was all like, "Yeah." Yeah, that was me.
It was like a reluctant,
I think, if you were to meet any superstar from now on, you need to be a fan of his worst work.
No, I did that. I did when I met The Undertaker. And I called him Mr. Calloway, and he goes, "You know me?" And I was like,
"You know me, boy."
And I said to him, Sarah. I said, "You're Mean Mark."
Oh, my gosh.
But that's not really his worst work, though, man.
Yeah, but I called him Mean Mark.
I called him
Mean Mark Calloway.
You should have been like, "Man, what have you been up to, man? You still wrestling?"
I was like, "You still over WCW?"
You guys, speaking of Undertaker and my fascination when I always say Sarah of his tattoo of his ex-wife on his neck.
Ex-wife?
Yeah, so for people who don't know, Undertaker has, he used to have a tattoo on his neck of his ex-wife.
And
it's directly,
actually,
it's like one of the most painful places to put, like, it's on his Adam's apple.
Adam's apple.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to show, you can keep talking, but I want to find this for Danny, because, like, I've already discovered this last week of Joe, but there's apparently this item on WWE Shop that is, like, so awesome and relevant to the Undertaker's tattoo. But let me find it, you can talk about it as you find it. Well, basically,
you know me, boy.
Apparently the WWE...
You're Mark Calloway!
What if his voice changed, like, when he said that?
He looked at me with the most puzzled look on his face, and I was like, "Can I get a picture with you?" He goes, "I don't do pictures, but if you got something, I'll sign it for you."
Who was he with? And tell the story. So you met him...
This was, like, 2001. I was in Ohio for one of my old weird anime conventions.
Yeah.
And they were doing a house show in Cleveland that same weekend.
What era was this of The Undertaker, too?
The Biker Taker.
Oh, so, like, the American Badass.
He was total... It's like he was...
He was, basically, he looked like Mean Mark back then, too.
Yeah. I mean, he would have passed with it. He didn't have the long hair, and he wasn't wearing that stupid cowboy hat. He was literally wearing a bandana, just like he does in the ring.
Yeah.
And he was standing in front of the elevator, and I was like, "Mr. Calloway?" He's like, "You know me."
"You know me, boy."
I was like, "Yeah, you're Mean Mark Calloway, right?" And he just looks at me.
What? What, boy? Now, I like how he says boy.
But apparently, in the same, he was rooming with Christian. Because I saw Christian coming down the hall too.
Wait, so he was? What do you mean he was with Christian? He was traveling with Christian at the time
in the hotel.
They were sharing the room.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, like a lot of wrestlers will talk about how they share a room to bring down the cost.
Yeah. Okay.
So like, yeah, him and Christian were sharing a room, and I saw later that evening after the house show, I ran into Austin and Deborah.
Like
and,
in person?
Yeah, I was in the elevator with them, and they were total dicks. I was like, "Mr. Austin," he was just.
He's like,
dead air.
You know me, boy.
pretending like you don't exist. What the hell is that?
I don't know you,
okay,
boy.
Okay, so WWE Shop has, like, this Undertaker bear. They also have, like, other different
like
plush bears.
They're like wrestling buddies.
But look at this Undertaker bear.
It does have the Sarah on
Sarah.
It's, like, so prominent. It's like, wait, imagine, like, a stuffed animal bear dressed like the Undertaker, but then on the neck area it just says Sarah, like, done in the exact same tattoo
style. I'm
sorry,
that is quite possibly one of the gayest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
He looks like he has breasts.
Yeah, it does. Cleavage. He's got cleavage.
And they also have
Olivia Munn's got nothing on that.
They have
Olivia Munn. Olivia Munn.
They have Jeff Hardy, Triple H, Hulk Hogan.
Go
they
to
have,
can
they
you
have a whole bunch
can you go
of their
to
bears.
Can you go to OliviaMunn.com because I want to put this on our show because
isn't it
like,
isn't it Hey Olivia?
Well, it is, used but it's be. Also you can still go to it. Just go to just press Hey and you can go. It links to the same area. This will probably be outdated when it airs, but I want to get to the.
Whoa, that's a fatty of the week. Sexy picture there.
No joke, that's my favorite one.
It is my favorite one. That curve is awesome.
Good there, lord.
Ew.
I just want to scan to a.
Fatty of the week.
Ew, what's that?
She has a.
She is very.
Terrence Howard needs to get pissed.
She is extremely discriminative towards fat people.
Britney's baby daddy.
Trying to scroll through this website here. Please be.
No, there's a fat person.
Dang it, Bobby.
Please be patient.
I saw the fat person.
Outer Limits, please stand by.
Oh, look at this. This is the friend Chubby. I want to play this friend Chubby part if it's still there. Because I'm a fan.
I can never get it to load right on my computer at
here
work.
Here we go.
OliviaMunn.com. Hey, everyone. I'm going to introduce you to Chubby. Hey, everyone. My name's Chubby.
Now,
all my friends call me Chubby.
Now she's squishing her face to make it look like it's a fat person.
Everyone calls me Chubby. Sometimes I get onto a motorcycle and I go really fast and it looks so windy and I can't stop. This and then we slow down and then we keep riding the motorcycle and then the wind goes through and going so fast and it's so windy on the motorcycle and then we slow down. I like being chubby. You know, some people say I can't smile, but I can, see? Thanks for watching. I'm your friend Chubby.
You know the thing is with all of her video podcasts, they're all in a different location each time. So well, she's always traveling. She's obviously using like a webcam on her laptop or something.
Yeah, she's always keeps it a little bit real at the same time. But man, she is Olivia Munn. Is the most vicious person I've ever seen towards fat people. It's hilarious, but it's also like, damn, there must have been some sort of traumatic incident or something from the past where Olivia Munn
someone legitimately sat on her by accident. Or something.
Yeah, we could take it like that too. Big fat person
and
got in her
not,
way
in a very not sexy way either.
Yeah, that's why I always thought because each week she has like a fatty picture. You know, and I bet like whenever this airs, well, there'll be another fatty picture.
So, what is her like prejudice against the fat people?
I have no idea. Who cares?
I used to be much bigger than I am now.
But if a person wasn't looking at that, the right mindset, they'd be like, look at this skinny girl going after the fat people. How ungrateful!
She's a bitch.
She's stupid.
I don't care. No, most fat people will be like, oh, she's so hot. Oh
yeah, they'd be like, I can't wait to eat that. You know what I mean? They'll be all over that thing.
Yeah. What would they be eating?
They'd be eating the mun. The pie mun. But either way, she's still pretty funny.
Yeah.
She's still hilarious in that way, because even that, when she was squishing her face together, that was funny. It was hilarious. I doubt she'd...
It's alright. I feel like... I don't know. It was alright.
So we...
I feel like I did that routine when I was like 8.
Yeah, but, you know, that's now trendy.
Apparently.
Yeah, like all the amateur comedy. That's all I see online. You were just talking about today.
I should do some amateur comedy then.
But you were just talking about how today you saw a commercial for America's Funniest Video. The first thing you said was like, man, this looks exactly like YouTube.
It really does.
Because that's what it is.
How
man.
Do you have America's Funniest Home Videos now when YouTube exists? And
exactly.
Break.com or FunnyOrDie.com.
And, you know, when you have Arsenio Hall, that's the only job he gets at this point is
exactly.
Hosting that, I think.
I think it's funny, like, once my boss was like...
My boss?
My boss was, like, on YouTube, because we have, like, a kind of, like... I don't know what you'd call it, but it's like a conference room TV in the conference room.
Yeah.
And he was just like on YouTube for like hours. And he was just
watching. Oh, he was watching YouTube.
Yeah, he was like.
Man, I do that on my 50-inch TV now.
But he was like watching like stupid videos like Funny Cat and like stuff like that. And I was like.
I will tell you.
I was like, you could waste easily like hours just sitting
there
watching.
I'll tell you the one video that I just was hypnotized by. It was the squirrel catapult. Imagine a back patio like yours, Joe. Basically, these guys had these industrial elastics, and they would take a piece of Tupperware and fill it full of like nuts or peanut butter, and then they would have the elastic all stretched out, and they'd have a hook, And basically, they'd wait for a squirrel to hop inside the Tupperware to eat it, and they'd pull the hook, and they would shoot the squirrel out of the
middle. That's something that Dwight from The Office would do, man. That's
very much so. But and the best part is, it became a trend. There are about like 8 or 9 different people who have invented.
So that goes to show that this stuff actually does influence people. People actually do these things. There's with the way of the internet these days, the way how fast information goes, people are retarded. People are retarded a lot quicker. There's none of that filter. Like, there's no one at home saying, just don't do this. They look at it and it's like, oh, that's cool. I was watching Weeds and I saw that, still in the first season, I saw that the son made like a terrorist video.
the terrorist hoax video?
I'm going to cut your head off.
Yeah, like the first season of Weeds. I haven't seen the second or the third, but I guess like during that time he was trying to get attention to his mom and he was trying to do anything and he made a terrorist video basically. Like, you American infidel, I will chop your head off. And then like, you know, like at the end of the episode, what's her name? Mary Louise Parker's brother says, like, you gotta look at this. And then they show the video, and the last thing you see is, like, the girl's head getting chopped off. It was like, but it was like a Barbie head. And then he had like, a paper bag on his head, like a terrorist. And he takes it off, and he's like, hi, Mom! Hi, Mom! I think that's a pretty good show from what I've seen so far.
Nancy Botwin. That's her
character name. Yeah.
Nancy Botwin.
From what I've seen, it's a pretty solid show, man. Pretty solid show.
There's our friend the moth again.
Where?
He's over there.
The same moth.
Chair.
The same moth from last week.
How do you tell if they're like the same one?
I don't know.
Who knows?
That moth has been here for months, for 3 weeks
now. How old is he?
I don't know.
When it starts like eating through the couch, then you have some problems.
So we have a guy. We went to high school with a guy who.
Oh, we're
planned a murder.
Talking about this.
Murder.
What's his last name? So his name is Dude,
we're just putting it out.
Kill the guy.
It's probably in the newspaper, you know? That's what he gets. That's what you get if you kill someone.
Wait, let me just
get
first...
get public knowledge of that.
Let me first check to see... I mean, so, he's been committed. People know, it's a true fact, that he...
He's been convicted.
He's been convicted.
Murder.
There's no questioning at this point.
I already Googled it. I didn't find anything earlier today.
That's why you gotta go to Facebook,
when did the
man.
Murder happen?
You gotta go to...
I don't know.
Check Facebook. He's probably...
Is his name Person?
No. Person is a football player.
It's a preventable murder.
I already checked it. It's not him.
It's another one. It's another attempted murder.
Let me type in Lake Braddock.
Lake Braddock. Watch, his Wikipedia entry on Lake Braddock is going to be correct because mine's all fucked up.
You know what? You should check Wikipedia.
Check Wikipedia?
To see what notable alumni...
He killed a guy. He's on top of the list of all the famous people. When I get miscredit, you know my
above Sanjay.
You know,
what? I do not see him on a quick glance.
You know, my cousin gets my credits. That's so annoying, man. I'm on IMDb. Come on, and she gets all my credits.
Tell her to stop stealing your credit.
No, I'm not gonna tell her to do that. Someone else is on in power. IMDb is pretty. It's fixed, man. IMDb is fixed.
You ever hear the story about IMDb and Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah, you told me about that.
I want to hear it.
Because the problem with Haley, right?
Haley Joel Osment.
From The Sixth Sense and...
The guy's like 18 now.
What are the movies does he have?
Didn't he have like a DUI or something?
Was he in Forrest Gump?
Yeah, he was Forrest Jr.
Oh, he's in AI, right? Yeah. AI, okay.
But,
so now that people have a visual...
Yeah,
he doesn't look like that anymore, does he?
No, he doesn't. But the problem is if you go to Haley Joel Osment on IMDb... It's his picture from The Sixth Sense when he was like 8.
Hey man, that's the only time. Then he got caught with marijuana too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Motherfucker got caught with marijuana.
No, the last time I saw him, he was pranking. He was running around and...
Oh my gosh, it is. He's like a little kid.
Exactly. That's the only picture anyone ever knows him as.
I mean, but they do have that one updated one, right?
Yeah, but it's not really...
Like, Haley Joel Osment doesn't have enough star power to boss people around at IMDb.
Dude looks like James Vanderbeek now, man.
Yeah, he does kind of look like James Vanderbeek.
Yeah. He has but the eyes.
The thing is, like, he was running around in the snow in New York, and he was drawing snow penises on the hoods of cars.
What an idiot. That's stupid. Why would you spend time doing that?
I don't know, but some paparazzi saw him doing it, and it got his face in... On a website again.
That's pretty stupid.
The guy's desperate for attention.
Hey man,
that's
this
pretty lame.
This whole winter passed by, and I didn't really remember a good snow. Or did I?
You know, it actually snowed in Georgia. It snowed in Atlanta.
So basically, the only thing...
8 years.
It's like, I don't think I really had a good snow up here at all. Carolyn, do we have a good snow?
We had like one day it was ice.
Well, that's not snow, is it?
Remember that day that I went to work like really early to get there at 9 o'clock because it was like this huge storm. And then when I got to work, they were like, what are you doing here? And then I was like, well, I'm at work. And then they're like, oh, we're not opening until noon. I was the only one that they didn't contact.
What a...
Isn't that so lame?
What is it, like a two-hour delay for work?
No, but it's like lame too,
yeah,
because thing is, I'll be open and honest about this, my boss is from Buffalo, so like he's used to that. But the person who closed it is the studio manager, and she apparently slipped on the ice early in the morning, and so she was the one who asked him to close it. So like, I have a feeling if she didn't slip on the ice, it wouldn't affect... It was like more about her, you know what I mean?
Who cares?
I don't know, but anyway, you know what? I worked on the legettes anyway, but I'm just saying, like, I worked on personal stuff between 9 and noon, but it still, like, sucked because I was like, really?
Yeah, you were there.
Am I not in the employee database after I've been working here for almost 4 years?
Yeah.
And I live, like, the furthest away, and you're not going to call me first?
Dude, that happened to me when I was living in Atlanta, when we got snow in 2003. That was the last time it snowed prior to this past year, so it had been 6 years since real sticking snow. So I'm working there. I lived 55 miles from the office, and I still made it to the office well before a lot of people did, just because I have to leave so early, otherwise I get stuck in traffic. And everyone started showing up around like 11. I'm like, what the hell? I got here on time, and you know, I'm the only one who gets screwed out of it.
Yep, that's what happens. That's what happens when you try to do good.
Now, what do you do with them when you're like the only one there?
Surf the internet. Crawl underneath the desk and sleep.
What?
Have you ever done that before?
Hell yeah, I have
never done that.
Oh my god, no.
Well, let's describe your desk though. So there. So you have enough space underneath your desk, actually.
Easily.
Really?
A nice big desk. Crawl underneath it. Just use my jacket as a pillow and just close my eyes and sleep.
I don't think I'd be able to get away with that.
No, see, when I worked at the grocery company after this place, I hated the grocery place. It was one of those jobs that after the first day, you kind of regret it. But until you find something else, you're stuck with it. They were in the midst of moving offices. So they had actually successfully moved a large group of people, but there was this large chunk of building that was unoccupied, but they had desks and couches all still there. So I was like, I basically timed it perfectly. I would wait for my bosses to go for lunch, and then there was like a 2-hour window in which we could go take our lunches. I would wait for them to take their lunch. Minute after they're out the door, I'm looking for an open office. I would duck into an empty office, turn out the lights. If there was a couch, I'd sleep on the couch, and I'd lock the door. I would lock a door on the wing of the building that no one was in.
You just hijack it, basically.
And sleep. I would sleep for 2 hours, and then I'd come back to my desk. It made the day go by so much faster, and I felt so well rested every day.
Oh man,
that's a plan.
I don't think
right
I could
there.
Ever get away with that. At my work.
Hell, I used to sleep in my car because I used to park in a garage that was... Yeah, in the wintertime it got a little cold, so what do? Bring a blanket.
Exactly. Put a sleeping blanket.
Sleep in my car.
Man, that's one of the warmest things, man. I remember when I had to... I should have found out about this before, but like sometimes when I had to sleep in my car, I'll just bring a blanket and a pillow. And then later on, I realized, man, why am I doing this, dude? It's not as warm. Why not just bring a sleeping bag? It's a total enclosure. And that was so relaxing.
You know what else is annoying about like work sometimes? It's like, I live the furthest away, so I pretty much have to like commute like a little bit under an hour. But a lot of the people I work with live like, half of them live probably within walkable distance to work.
Hippies.
And then like, no, but also if not, they probably live like, you know, 10 minute drive, you know, I'm talking about like simple commute, you know, if you live like 10 minute drive away, come on now. And like, I just think it's funny that like I'm always there like so early because I have to be.
Yeah,
but then they can rock right in at like 9:10 or something, you know. I know it's only 10 minutes, but still it matters.
See, the way from in my opinion, it's if you show up early, you get to leave early.
That's true. Because you're still on time.
For us, it's like still I can't leave like before 5.
That's what I do at WCW.
Can't work.
WCW.
That's what I call it. WCW.
Yeah.
It's partially true.
I don't know if we talked about this on the radio yet, but you on the radio. I don't know if you talked about it. Remember that time where you thought you saw Sanjay Dutt there? Did we talk about that yet?
I don't think we talked about it on air.
I am not joking.
I remember that was fully over. It might have been I remember at first when you I was driving down to work on 95 and I get a call and you're like, dude, was Sanjay Dutt in Atlanta? And I was like, no, I just talked to him yesterday. I don't think so. And he's like, are you sure, man? Because
Are they doing a house show in Atlanta or something?
Yeah, I was like, did you see him? Because, and you're like, and you swore. And you're like, he's exactly like him.
Looked like him. I'm telling you.
And I was like, you need to get a picture of that guy. Because what? You went to the gym.
My favorite part about this story is that you actually asked him to pose for a picture.
No, I was like, hey, man, I was like, my friend, I got to show my friends what you look like because you're a dead ringer friend.
Imagine that. Dude, I got to show you how you look like, dude.
And the thing is, he was all like, okay. Because I was like, hey, man, you ever watch wrestling? He's like, yeah, man, like Rey Mysterio and shit, right? And I was like, yeah, exactly.
And you're saying that he sounded exactly like...
He sounded a lot like Rikishi. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was like an Indian-looking guy with like...
And the best part was he thought... He assumed that I was pulling the... You people think all Indian people look alike. I was like, that's bullshit, man. Because there's a girl I work with, or a girl at CNN.
Yeah.
Who I know, and she's Indian. She's from India.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey Alicia, look at this guy. And she's like, okay. I was like, yeah, he's an Indian. He's like, I guess that. And I was like,
of course he is.
I was like, now look at this guy. And I sent her a link to Sanjay Dutt. And she's like, that same guy? I was like, good. I got proof. Yeah. Another Indian person thinks that they look alike.
Someone second this. This is, yeah. And then, so you took a photo of him.
I sent it to you.
And then you sent that to me, and I sent that to Ritesh.
And he's all like, no,
I saw the photo, dude. To be honest with you, I can see some of the resemblance, but I don't know, like, I wouldn't think that it was Tish. I would think that that guy looked like Tish.
I thought it was him.
Did you think it was Ritesh until you talked to him?
No, I thought it was him. When I talked to him.
Because I remember we were questioning, like, well, how well did he really know you, Danny? You know what I mean? Like, did he really talk to you? We were trying to dissect that. We're like, I don't know, man. Like, he talked to Hunter a lot. He talked to James.
Dude.
I don't know if he talked to you, Danny. Did he talk to you? That's like.
We met in the fifth grade. I think I've met him longer than, like, you. You or Carolyn or Huzzard or James.
Probably,
we were in the same sixth grade class.
But like,
that's where I knew he liked wrestling. I didn't realize he liked it to the point where he wanted to do it for a living. But you know, we talked about wrestling a lot in like the sixth grade. We went to the same grade school.
It's like we're like, come on, man, he has to remember you, dude. If that really is him or something like that, but it wasn't, man. But that's one of those great things where he might possibly have a clone out there, you know.
And the thing is, this guy is like...
I thought his face was a little bit more chubbier.
The thing is, when I saw him, he wasn't smiling. He was in workout mode. And then that
He's all intense.
Yeah,
in his face.
He looked like someone who's...
What was he doing? What cardio or what? Lifting weights?
He was doing a little bit of both. And I was like... And the thing that set me off was, at the same time, there was also this big, huge dude in the gym that I'd never seen in the gym before. Like,
yeah.
The funny thing is, I haven't seen this guy since. He was wearing a freaking Nitro Spring Break shirt. I was like, all right.
It has to be. He must be a wrestler.
That's his in. That's his in. Because I was like, how the hell would this guy be allowed in here without, like, you know, an employee or friend? And I was like, this guy's his in.
Some proper credentials.
Exactly.
For that.
So I was like, I was like, WCW is owned by Turner. This guy's wearing a Nitro shirt. Sanjay Dutt's in with him. I was like, it all makes sense.
But like in my head, I was like, "Why would Sanjay Dutt be in?"
Because it's a nice private gym.
That's true.
It's a nice private gym. There's no one who could possibly recognize him except for me.
That's so crucial, man. That's like no one knows him else, but no one watches.
WCW
TNA.
doesn't. There's no WCW Turner anymore.
Right. So So pretty much he has a clone.
Yeah.
So do you ever wonder if there's another clone of you? There has to be, man.
That'd be crazy.
Man, I hope not. I would. Kill him.
Because I remember several times where like Bovey was all like, yeah, this guy looks like you. And then like that just pissed me off. I don't want anyone to be like
you. White people think all us Asian or Pacific Islanders look alike.
I remember I proposed a film project to my friend Joey Tran. Because the situation was like this. This was at the end of a film festival. And it was me, another guy named Andrew Vo, another guy named... now I forgot. It was Joey, and I think it was Sean. But he goes... But that's just, like, the name he changes because... I guess he doesn't want to go by, like, the other Vietnamese name. But, so it was, like, three Vietnamese people and a Filipino. And, like, if we looked around...
The Asian...
Yeah, it was, like, three Vietnamese and a Filipino. We looked around, and we're, like, the only Asians there. And we're all, like, just talking to each other in the festival. And I go to Joey, because Joey does, like, a lot of, like, satirical comedy films. So I was like, Joey, you're the only person that can make this film. You can break every freaking Asian rule, do any harsh Asian joke, and involve three Asian people. Three Vietnamese people, even, though. You know what I mean? I was like, you can touch on how moms are annoying. You can touch... What if one guy gets mixed up in a bunch of... In an Asian, like, party for a restaurant. And you get included with this group. Like, you can hit on all that stuff. He gave me a script for it. I haven't read it yet. I will read it. Probably by this time when this airs, I will have read it by that time. But I look forward to it, man. And he called it... I think the working title is called A for Asian. So
dial A for Asian. Yeah,
so he always does that, but I'm excited about that. So God. We'll see how that goes. But it was so cool, man. When you realize you're the only Asian people there, and we were just Carol and I was just at a party like last weekend, or no, like whenever, a couple weeks ago now. because I shoot a lot of films, like a lot of short films for the American University students, the film students. And, you know, of course, we're invited to, like, the after party of, like, the semester ending. But there was a time where Carol and I were sitting directly on the line of segregation. because my friend Calvin is black, you know? He might be a whiter, like, you know, a white person trapped in a black body. I don't know.
Oh, Kanye.
The Kanye. He may be the Kanye. I'm just joking.
But he's lighter skinned than Kanye.
But he doesn't, you know, he's not like that.
Kanye,
like,
black.
So, like, you know, we're in the backyard in the barbecue. And basically, you know, it's like a circle of people. And then you have that, it's divided in groups. And this is what I realized, where I was sitting was a dividing line between Calvin's group. All the black people were on one side.
It was defined.
It was really hardcore defined. There was only blacks on that side, dude.
And only whites on the other.
And there was only whites and white women on that other end. I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's all segregated.
You should talk about the white women group.
But we broke it down even to more in groups, because then there was white people who all wore like plaid shirts. And then there was then next to them were like sort of like the fat trying to look hot girls.
Fat, you know? Girls in a sundress.
Yeah, in a sundress.
That was like tiny and
muffin tops and bat wings.
I like cleavage sometimes, but when a cleavage is coming out and all blubbery,
I like cleavage, not cliffs.
Yeah, not cliffs. But there was a funny incident, because I was talking to another guy who works film production. His name is Jay. He lives up in New York. He was there. And what happened was there is the girls next door, like two white girls next door, like walked over and they're like, we have cupcakes for you guys. And then, but the first person that ran up to him was the white girl roommate from Calvin had to hop over to cross the black section to go talk to them. And I go to Jay and be like, they had to send a representative, dude. They send it over there to make sure it's okay, dude.
The funny thing was is that we were mostly in the black side.
It was awesome, man, because Jay said like, yeah, she was like, I got this one, fellas. Don't worry about it. Dude, this party's cool.
You should see my neighborhood. My neighborhood has probably about 400 people in the neighborhood. If every house has at least two people in the neighborhood, then there is probably 400 people in the entire hood.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Hood? I'm gonna say 98% are black.
Really?
Yes.
In your neighborhood?
In my neighborhood.
Wow, you live with black people.
Yeah, I live in a very black neighborhood. That's what it is. There are my roommate.
That's not like, but that's a high percentage. That's what I mean. Like, I'm like, my nothing wrong with black
my
people.
My roommate is
98%.
My roommate is one. I'm pretty sure I can count on two hands the amount of actual white people in the neighborhood.
Whoa.
And then there's me. I am,
you're the
not
Asian.
Kidding. The only
token
Asian representative of the entire neighborhood, unless there is one hiding in a basement somewhere.
Do you think that affected the sale value of the your location? Like, it's like surrounded by, you know,
No,
it's a darker neighborhood.
I am in the neighborhood so that the neighborhood can claim that they're a mixing bowl of all nationalities.
So when it was sold to other houses, they're like, listen, we have a very diverse group.
We have
of
a
people.
Very diverse neighborhood.
Look at that. There's our one Asian. There's our one.
They should pay me money to hang out outside my house doing yard work or something.
What?
Just to prove that Asian people live in the neighborhood.
I mean, it is a marketing thing too, man.
It
because
is.
That's really cool. That.
I remember watching an old episode of Roseanne. They were like, DJ, go ride your bike down the street so it looks like a nice, safe neighborhood.
But I'm assuming these, you don't, do you really have any trouble like in your neighborhood?
No, my neighborhood's full of normal people.
Yeah,
it just
man.
Happens to be almost all black.
You know what else I think is interesting about the party we went to?
What's that?
It's like, there was one other Asian person there. He was like this big Asian guy. And I just thought it was interesting because Calvin was, like, a little bit tipsy, and he was, like, going off on this story about his white girl roommate. And basically, the white girl roommate is using this Asian dude, fat Asian dude. Like,
It's okay.
She's using him because he buys her all her meals, apparently, or most of her meals. And he, like, you know, he has a thing for her. He likes her, which is fun. You know, nothing wrong against that.
She's leading him on.
But then, like, he was saying it's so
bitch.
Weird because...
bitch.
No, but that, it's true. I mean, like...
That bitch.
Like...
Fucking white
I don't
devil.
Even... like, to me, that is, like, a form of prostitution if you have to, like, go through all that just to get a meal. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just have, like, Chef Boyardee than, like, lead on a guy. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're that poor.
You know what's
apparently,
more filling?
Apparently she's
dignity.
Broke. Yeah, exactly. Apparently she's broke and, like, she needs him to buy her food all the time. But then, like, also she told Calvin that she doesn't even like him. Like, in that way, I guess.
Bitch.
But then he said it's funny because, like, he heard them talking. And, like, I guess their rooms are, like, real thin. And he was, like, saying that basically their beds are, like, back to back, like, through a wall, pretty much. And so what happened is, like, they're talking, and then apparently he said, like, man, I hate Kanye West. And then he was like, it took all my power in the world for me to not play Love Lockdown blasting because, like, I did not want, like, you know, he got so pissed off just based on that Kanye West comment.
Yeah.
And then
maybe it was an allegory comment, or maybe it was a veiled comment to say he didn't like Calvin.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's just like, to me, like, I just thought this whole story was funny coming from Calvin being all tipsy, like, going off about it. And then he was like, and it's weird because they talk for hours and all I hear is his lame ass voice talking to her, and it's so lame, and they're just talking and talking and talking and talking. And then he's like, and then all of a sudden it will get quiet, like real quiet, like to the point of quiet where it's like they know that, like, they're trying not to make any noise. And he was like, I wonder what's going on there. Like, I don't know, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, right, man. The stereotype is Asian dudes won't score with a white chick.
Well, I don't know. Like, why would you, like, talk so much? I want to go back to that Asian dudes with white chick thing. But why would you talk so much about, like, whatever, and then, like, be all quiet for a while? I don't know, but he was like...
It's a lull in conversation. They ran out of things to say for a couple of minutes.
But and then I was like, man, I was like, that's just wrong. I mean, like, I honestly think that that's a form of, nothing wrong with prostitutes, but I think that that's a form of prostitution if you're going to use a guy like that just to get food. Like you said, I'd rather have my dignity.
I like your, it's nothing wrong with prostitution. Prostitution is A-okay.
I mean, if that's what people need to do, then, you know, then that's their choice. I'm not going to, like,
it's all business.
I'm not going to hold people down. Like, if that's what they want for their profession, then... good for them, you know what I mean?
That was really like sort of funny to hear that, like,
well, what was your
he wanted so badly to play Love Lockdown. There's always been a situation where, like, you know, if someone's next to me, like, saying something that I disagree with, I'm always like, if I'm like in line and they're like fuck this, fuck that, I'm always like, what are you talking about? This is so awesome, dude. You know what I mean?
But what did you honestly think of that Asian guy?
That Asian guy
he was pathetic.
Because Calvin was like, I can't stand him.
He's clearly pathetic.
Douche.
I would hate him too.
But let's see. I am Asian. Well, let's break it down though. There's sometimes when I look at people, like when I look at, you know, regular people, there's some people where you say, like, that guy looks like he can be something, and that guy looks like a fucking nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm not gonna let people. I mean, you know, people can judge me or whatever, and I'm entitled to my own opinion about this. But when I looked at this guy, I was like, this guy's a fucking nobody. I don't give a shit about this guy. I don't even know what he does. What are you? Oh, I do economics or some shit. I don't give a fuck. But it's just one of those guys where you're like, man, I don't really care about this dude. He doesn't have that it factor.
No.
I'm really happy that I'm surrounded by people that have that it factor, really.
People who want to actually succeed or do something with their damn lives.
This guy looked like a fucking jabroni. Nothing against him.
So I want to talk about the Asian guys of white women, too.
All right.
Danny, I want to hear about this.
I love it. Because from my angle, it doesn't feel like I'm, you know, like, wow, that person looks like my cousin.
And this will get back to also the Mary thing. Remember when Mary was like, I think it has a lot to do with porn that a lot of, you know, like the Asian guys like Asian girls, but I don't feel like, you know, the Asian girls really... you know, are into that. But then,
I will not love you long time.
Wow, Liz, sounds like Michael Jackson for some reason.
I know, but I could do her impression better on the last show. But like, you know,
okay, you can't get it, it's fine.
Aw, darn it. Now I'm sounding like Michael. Anyway.
You're always mixing the Michael
Jackson. I do like doing the Michael Jackson impressions, though. Because he was like, my lower left torso, they took photographs of my penis.
My vagina. My inner thigh.
My inner thigh.
They bleached my nuts.
Oh my god.
My friend Brian is always like, dude, man. I mean, there was one time we're just in the car and we're just talking about, you know, we're talking about girls, and he's like, you know what I really want, man? And I was like, what do you want, dude? And he was like, dude, I just want to get, like, an Asian one time. You know what I mean? And I was like, I don't know what you mean, dude, but, like, yeah, have at it, dude.
I like this dynamic music.
But see what happened?
I just want to get an Asian one time.
It's so great.
You know what my answer was to that?
It's all I
was
epic, like, and triumphant.
Yeah, yeah.
I got an Asian.
But you know what my answer to that was, like, basically, you got to go with me to the Philippines, dude. And then, like, immediately I showed him, I was telling him about that show.
The revelation.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, he was like, yeah, man, I got to go with you to that. I got to go with you to the Philippines. Man, it's just scattered Asian ass all over the place there. And then I showed him the Wow Wow Wee, and like when next time he was there, I was like, this is what it's happening. They have these girls here, and they're all just dancing. He's like, yes, it's gonna be. Yeah. A lot of times, it's some people's dreams to do an Asian girl. I'm
so
like, wow.
What do you think about the Wow Wow Wee girls?
I mean, they are what they are. What do I think about? Like, in what sense? What do I think about them? At first, when I saw the Wow Wow Wee girls...
Would you try to get with a Wow Wow Wee girl?
Would I try to get with anyone that's on TV? Probably not. Not just a girl that just dances. I'll probably party with them, though, but I wouldn't, like, be like, hey, yeah, let's have a relationship. Oh, sorry, I got to dance.
I got to dance, play piano.
No, I got to go studying and...
I got to eat rice.
But
tom yum.
Oi. That's one of the greatest things I want to do one day. It's like there's this universal, like, oi, oi. That's the call of the wild. But no, I mean, like, I mean, if the situations were different, if I were to go with a Wow Wow Wee girl, I probably would not go with, like, a normal Wow Wow Wee girl. I'd probably aim higher and be like, I need to go with the host.
The one who resents being a Wow Wow Wee girl, but does it because she has to.
It really
it's good
is,
money.
It really is quite amazing how they all look alike, though. It is really quite amazing.
They're basically like dolls.
They're like the white porcelain skin dance, and they all do like the grinding dance.
And they all try to be like white, though, to be honest with you. Well, like, they don't really embrace like
the
culture.
No, they're like the bride from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes. But like their skin tone is more white than white people, though. That's the thing.
Because they probably bleach it. I heard that was the newest thing over there.
Man, I probably not, you know?
I did that a long time ago.
You bleach your skin?
No.
I did that.
No, measuring the color of actual ethnicities. It turns out that people from, like, the Middle East or Hispanics, like, from Mexico, they are more yellow than Asian people.
Yeah, man.
Black people are more yellow than Asian people.
I think Japanese are the ones that are most yellow, though, right?
No, the whitest people are Asians.
Not me, but yellow. I'm saying yellow.
I used the eyedropper tool in Photoshop, and I measured the CMYK levels of all the skin tones, and I was like, you know what? This Chinese guy is whiter than everybody. He's whiter than the white guy.
Wait,
I think, man. Like, when people are like, no, you're white, dude. Asians are fucking white as shit. They really get, and then, like, a lot of the times, you know, like, the makeup I find on women, and like, on white women, or any one women, they're fucking ripping that shit. They're trying to look like Asian eyes, man. They're trying to look like Asian eyes. They're like, I need to have the cat eyes. Cat eyes are fucking Asian.
You know what, like, I mean? Jenna Jameson's eyes at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, fucking Asian, dude.
No race wants to be their own race, apparently.
But, like, what do
Except
you...
for Russians.
What do you... Russia. Well, let's get back to the main question at hand, Russia. Which I just Twittered. Can Asian guys score with white women? A question posed by Danny.
I don't know. No. We did, in fact, see an episode of Dollhouse today where there was an Asian man and a white rich woman.
Asian, but the Asian dude always gets dumped on her in something later on in the, whatever story. The Asian dude is always treated like some tool loser.
I love it whenever on movies, like, the Asian guy's into hip-hop. Like, yo, dude.
Well, Mary was saying
up,
that. Mary was saying that a lot of Asian guys like white women, but women don't reciprocate back.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel.
Wait, repeat that. I was too busy doing the white rap or the Asian
the
rap.
The Asian hip hop.
Asian hop. You know, the rice hop.
I was saying that Mary was saying that a lot of Asian guys like white women, but the white women don't reciprocate back. They don't like the Asian men
because they always go for the bitches.
What do you mean? So the white women always go for the bitches. I don't get what you said.
No, I'm like the Asian guys. Maybe because those.
Oh, they go for the bitchy women.
Asian dudes like skanks.
Yeah, maybe that could that could be the thing. They're always like, I gotta get that hot chick or whatever it is. Yeah, but I don't know.
You know, the funny thing is, it's like I think I'm very picky standards. But like when I was in Vegas, last time I was in Vegas, let's face it. It got to a point where I was like, all these chicks look like Kelly Bundy's, because they're all
really,
wearing
yeah.
like, they're all wearing the
skin tight,
the '90s Kelly Bundy skirt.
I really wish that would come back though. That was awesome.
It's in Vegas. Just go to Vegas. Just right, you will
Vegas.
See that everywhere. And the thing is, it got so bad. I'm like, man, everyone kind of looks the same. And then it got to a point where the code word was pumpkin.
Yeah,
Al Bundy.
Oh, pumpkin!
I was like, I was like, man, look at all those pumpkins rolling down the street.
Yes.
The oh one girl God. in the entire city of Vegas that weekend that made me stop and be like, whoa,
was an Asian?
No. She was wearing not even close to the Kelly Bundy outfit. It was very much the easiest way for me to describe it was very Betty Page-ish.
Oh yeah,
I like that.
I
look.
Was like, damn.
She wait, describe this Betty Page-ish.
Like,
are you talking about, because you know she was
curly
naked times?
No. Aside from that, but just the style of the clothing.
So like the alternative,
like a retro.
Yes, very retro,
like rockabilly-ish.
Yeah, kind of. So maybe it's a lot has to do with the fact that I'm learning swing dance and whatnot too.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's cool.
I was like, man,
I want to go swing dancing.
Swing dancing's fun. I like swing dancing. My roommate and I have been doing it for the last since January.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff. But anyway, she was dressed like retro style, and I was like, man, she is really cute. Problem was, she was walking down the street with some other dude, so I was like, damn it.
Like, fuck.
But yeah,
does that happen a lot like when this? You see a girl and then you're like, oh, she's
yeah,
already hooked up with guys?
Yeah,
okay.
So I'm always like, look at it, she's fucking with Home Depot. Goddamn tools.
Do you ever judge Home like Depot. A girl by her boyfriend?
Oh, all the time. I'm like, she's trash. Look at this.
Look at her choice in men.
Look at her choice in men. Dude looks like a total tool. What can I say? I'm just jealous and bitter.
I mean, but I think that's actually a pretty cool, like, that's something that I think is really in. It's almost that alternative retro
yeah.
look.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
I think it's real. And you know, they have a lot of those where, like, near, like, art schools, too. You know, that's really big with the alt crowd, really.
No.
But I think that there's a clean version of the alt look, and then there's a dirty version of the art.
Well, see, here's the thing.
There's
man.
hipster uncool. The hipsters ruin a lot of trendy, classic stuff. But like this chick looked good. Like
when you mention art school, like
down the street
like
from where I work is Savannah. Savannah's Atlanta campus.
I feel like it's
that's
dirty.
That's weird. I've never been there, but I don't even. I'm not even sure how, like, in touch Savannah is, though, at this
Savannah's
point.
Full of posers.
Yeah.
It is full
rich
of posers.
Rich posers.
Like, I've turned down 4 or 5 intern applicants from Savannah, because, you know, they'll be like, what do you think of this? I'll be like, this is shit.
But,
And they're paying so much money
exactly,
for that.
They're a bunch of posers. They did literally just want a piece of paper that says, I went to Savannah.
Is that
I'm an
school?
Artist.
Is that school even accredited yet? I heard like a while ago. Like I heard that they weren't accredited. This might have been like 5 or 6 years ago. So I don't know.
Let's face it, Savannah in actual Savannah, Georgia, has some merit to it. But the Savannah, Atlanta campus is a joke.
That's good to know. Since I'm never going to go there. Yeah. I'm never going to go to any college or school ever again.
The actual city of Savannah is a really cool place. I can see why it appeals to the artistic crowd. It's very rustic, very classic, full of history and all this stuff, so it is kind of cool.
That's cool.
That was an eclectic show.
That was.
Talked about a lot of things.
Let's go through it real quick. What did we talk about? What did we learn?
We didn't really talk about anything we hated.
That's good, because, you know, we're not all about just hate sometimes,
although it's kind of hard, because we did talk about a guy we went to school with who first-degree murdered someone.
It's sort of, yeah, we went to the murder
But I still don't remember this guy, so I don't know. I don't really feel it.
I don't think you had any
class with him. Well, let's not talk trash about him.
Yeah, because
now that we know what he's capable of doing.
You know what I'm saying? What if he comes back in 20 years?
So you know what? What was his name? You're a pretty cool guy, man. I hope you get off, dude.
Man, you were awesome, the way you bossed around Mr. Resendez.
Yeah,
You own that classroom,
right,
brother.
Man. That's right, man. GED. You got your GED.
Oh, man.
Well,
I still want to touch on the Asian guys of white women later.
Oh, we'll get it next time. Yeah. Well, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
I don't have a cool name for myself.
Well, it's Danny.
It's Danny.
Danny from Georgia.
Danny from Georgia.
Formerly of Virginia.
Well, we'll catch you all next time. Have a good night.
Goodbye.
I'm the kind of human wreckage that you like.